Welcome to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho. And we're talking today with Mike Merchant. Mike is the president of the National Association of Therapeutic Schools and Programs. He's also the president of the Anasazi Foundation down in Arizona. So good morning, Mike. Glad to have you here.
Good morning, Lon. Good to be here.
Well, you guys started an initiative, the NATSEP did, on evidence-based programs and designating them in the NATSEP. So why don't you start a little bit, tell if people aren't familiar, just exactly what NATSEP is and what's it trying to do.
NATSEP, again, the National Association of Therapeutic Schools and Programs, is an association of almost 200 programs. Everything that these are private placement programs in several different models, everything from wilderness therapy to therapeutic boarding schools to residential treatment centers, working with adolescents and families and their families. And this association has been participating in a research initiative for some time, a research cooperative, and they've set up an association with the University of New Hampshire where programs can gather data and put it into a common database that researchers can then use to actually analyze the effectiveness and the work that we're doing, as well as look carefully at adolescent issues and trends out there for adolescents in treatment and care.
I think this is very intriguing because I know there's some critics of these private programs that say there's not an iota of proof that these programs work. And NATSEP has been doing yeoman's work of providing that evidence and the research and of I think there have been some very significant things found and a lot learned on that. So NATSEP is trying to, is helping programs and it's a network or association. But this evidence-based programs are called EBP initiative to where you're planning, it looks like from the release, you're planning to designate certain programs that have shown that they are using evidence-based programming. Could you tell us a little bit more about that and the importance of it?
Yes, and what our hope was to actually step this up a little bit more. We have programs who are participating in the research initiative. We also have several programs, member programs, that are actually doing their own research initiatives, and so we elected to have a evidence-based program designation. And there's a set of standards that programs will need to meet in order to receive this particular designation. And our hope was several things. One is we think it will continue to advance the interest in doing research on a program level. And that does several things. One, doing research on a program level not only helps you improve your program, but it also helps give referring professionals, parents, families, government officials, lawmakers, others. It gives them the evidence, the understanding of the work that we do, of its effectiveness and its social role. And so that's very helpful for a referral source to be able to say, look, this is the best program for this particular issue or concern, and to have data behind that. That's very helpful as well. So we know it'll improve our programs by doing the research internally and using it to continue to improve, but we also know that it'll help us tell our story to others about the work we do and its importance. And so the research initiative was really set up for that purpose. However, we've only had a handful of programs that have really been putting in the bulk of the data. We've got a lot of them that are kind of working out the processes. We've done our best to try and make it a very easy entry point for people who want to do research through our work with the University of New Hampshire and a software product called Outcome Tools. The process is very simple and very inexpensive for all of our programs to be able to participate. So as they're coming on board, we wanted to set up this designation and to actually help accelerate that work, to give people a bar to reach, a standard to reach, and so that once they get involved and engaged in research, they'll continue to do it until they can reach this particular standard. The standard will require that they actually can show across time that they have improvements, that there's measured improvements, and therefore their program is effective. And so by having that designation, we hope to accelerate the work. The other thing that it does by having that sort of designation for our member programs is it also tells the world that we are very interested in research. We're very interested in outcomes and in knowing how we can improve our programs, how we can ensure that we're offering the kind of work and at a program level that is effective, and doing the kinds of things that moms and dads and others and referring professionals are hoping that we are doing, and we'll have the evidence behind it. So it tells everyone that we're interested in that. We're interested in outcomes, and that's important.
Okay, well, you know, one of the questions I think that comes up, and I'm sure you discussed this, is NetSAP and these programs are well known for the flexibility, for unique programming, experimentation, and that type of thing. But evidence-based programs would seem to be, with that originality, there'd also seem to be some sort of tension with an evidence-based program, because if you're an EBP, you're doing something that has been proven before numerous times. And wouldn't that dampen a little bit the tendency to experiment, because something that's new and different wouldn't get that designation? Is there a tension in that, or how does that balance?
Now, that's a great question, Lon. What we're talking about is not a program inside a program. Evidence-based programming may be a particular kind of intervention that I use inside of a program that's got some evidence behind it that may have been used in multiple different programs. This is actually a designation for your program as a whole. And so as you do the research and the outcomes for your program as a whole, it will allow you, again, to be able to, you know, as you do it across time, be able to use that data to continually to tweak and improve and make course corrections as you need to internally. You'll be able to experiment with your own programming and see, look, this is helpful, this is not, you know, we got to do more of this, less of that, and it actually will help us refine our own programs individually and uniquely, how they are set up to move forward. The data that we're collecting as an association will be collected in a collective, but that data also is available to every program individually to make their own program improvements. But this isn't evidence-based programming, which is really there's lots of different therapy models, interventions that are actually evidence-based that have been standardized that people plug into their programs. This is actually your program as an entity.
Okay, so it sounds then that it would help encourage them to find better ways to use or different situations to use a program or an approach that does have the evidence behind it, but you can use it in new and different ways, and it encourages that?
Yeah, we hope that it encourages creativity and innovation. We want to continue to do that, so we're not about trying to standardize everyone. We think one nice thing about the association is we feel that, you know, the unique elements of every program we want to keep and retain. For one child may be served really well in Anasazi Foundation, but another child may be served better here or in another circumstance or situation. Our hope is that people will actually be able to see that. They'll be able to see who's best served by who, and to be able to, you know, have that kind of evidence in front of them, but not to standardize the work that we're doing across the board. We like people keeping their unique elements, what's unique to that program, and the populations that they serve. So now, that doesn't mean that any program couldn't use an evidence-based practice inside their program, and we hope that people will pull from that, because that will be helpful, but only where it fits inside of the unique competencies of that particular program.
Okay, well, that sounds very good. Excited. Now, Mike, be sure to keep us appraised as how it's doing and what's happening, and we'll talk to you later on and see how this is doing. And this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking to Mike Merchant, the president of the National Association of Therapeutic Schools and Programs.